Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things in existence. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi. And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah, Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And likewise, that of his family members and companions, all of them in entirety. Amma ba'du, as for what follows. Then on this afternoon of the seventh day of the month of Sha'ban, in the year 1437, I joined my dearly beloved brothers and sisters in the state of Florida and elsewhere for our weekly study of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three principles of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Tamimi rahimahullahu ta'ala, reading from the explanation of the great scholar Al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen. May Allah have an abundance of mercy upon him and Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. May Allah Ta'ala grant us some of the knowledge that they possessed, and may Allah Ta'ala enable us to act according to it. We've left off on page 29 of the printed explanation of Al-Usul al-Thalatha of Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen. The text of the principles that we'll look at now is the statement of the author, I'lam, have knowledge, rahimakallahu, may Allah have mercy on you, annahu yajibu ala kulli muslimin wa muslimatin, that it is binding upon every Muslim, male and female, ta'allumu thalathi hadhihi al-masaili, to learn three of these issues, wal'amalu bihinna, and acting in accordance with them. Just a note, if you have my printing on page 29 at the top, it should say ta'allumu, not ta'alluma. And as well, the next word, al-ula, on that hamza there should be a dhamma. Not al-awla, but al-ula. Al-ula, the first of those three matters. Anna Allaha khalaqna, that verily Allah has created us. In commentary of this phrase, our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, says, wa dalilu dhalika, أعني أن الله خلقنا سمعي وعقلي. The evidence for that, and what I intend, is that Allah has created us. The evidence to prove that is both textual and intellectual. Textual, سمعي, from hearing. Evidence that you hear. Someone tells you, قال الله, or qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that evidence which is transmitted most commonly in oral tradition. It's called al-adilla as-sam'iyya, which translates as textual evidence. Wal-adilla al-aqliyya, rational or intellectual evidences. So let's look at the textual evidence brought by the Shaykh here, and he means here a number of verses from the Qur'an. He says, أَمَّا السَّمْعِيُّ, as for textual evidences, فَكَثِيرٌ, then there are many. وَمِنْهُ قَوْلُهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, from them is the statement of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن طِينٍ ثُمَّ قَضَى أَجَلًا, he's the one who created you from clay and then set a term. وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى عِنْدَهُ, and another term which is set with him. Some of the scholars mention that the first term is the life of a person And the second term is his death and the time he spends in his grave. And other statements have been made in explanation of those two terms. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. Then with this, you become argumentative. From Surah Al-An'am, the second verse. وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. Verily, we have created you, and then we have fashioned you into your shapes. From Surah Al-A'raf, the 11th verse, Al-Ayah, he says, and the rest of the verse, وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونَ. And verily, we have created mankind from a mixture of clay or dirt and water that is in a state that can be shaped and fashioned. From Surah Al-Hijr, the 15th verse, وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And from his signs is that he created you from dirt. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. Then suddenly you are human beings and you are spread about, meaning upon earth. From Surah Ar-Rum, the 29th verse, وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَّارِ, and he created mankind from clay that was like the clay that is heated up and makes a certain sound as it is heated up. From Surah Ar-Rahman, the 14th verse, وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah is the creator of every single thing. From Surah Az-Zumar, the 62nd verse, وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah has created you and all actions that you do. From Surah As-Saffat, the 96th verse, وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and I have not created jinn kind nor mankind except that they are to worship me. From Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 56th verse, إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ. These are some of the verses, and there are many other that could be mentioned to prove this point that Allah is our creator from the texts of the book and the sunnah. أَمَّا الدَّلِيلُ الْعَقْلِيُّ, as for rational or intellectual arguments or evidences, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنَا, proving that Allah has created us, فَقَدْ جَاءَتِ الْإِشَارَةُ إِلَيْهِ, then a reference to this line of thinking or this line of argument has come, فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَىٰ, in the statement of Allah the Most High, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ, or have they been created from nothing, or are they themselves the creators? Meaning, did they create themselves? From Surah At-Tur, the 35th verse, فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ نَفْسَهُ, as verily mankind has not created himself, لِأَنَّهُ قَبْلَ وُجُودِهِ عَدَمٌ, because he was, before his existence, nothing, non-existent. وَالْعَدَمُ لَيْسَ بِشَيْءٍ, and something that is non-existent is nothing. وَمَا لَيْسَ بِشَيْءٍ لَا يُوجِدُ شَيْئًا, and something that is nothing itself cannot bring about the existence of another thing. وَلَمْ يَخْلُقْهُ أَبُوهُ, and it's not that a person's father has created him, وَلَا أُمُّهُ, nor his mother. ولا أحد من الخلق, nor is there anyone from the created beings that has created him. ولم يكن ليأتي صدفة, wasn't that he could just come about randomly, بدون موجد, without one who brought him into existence. لأن كل حادث لابد له من محدث. Because rationally, for everything that has happened, there is a cause, there is a thing that has brought that thing into existence. ولأن وجود هذه المخلوقات على هذا النظام البديع. And also, rationally, because of the presence of all of these created beings in this magnificent organization that is done so well, original and precise organization. والتناسق المتآلف, and this interdependent and coexistent structure. يمنع منعا باتا أن يكون صدفة. This is something that absolutely, entirely prevents someone from understanding that these things have happened randomly. إذ الموجود صدفة, as things which are present that come about randomly, ليس على نظام في أصل وجوده, they are not within an organized system as it relates to the basic nature of their presence. فكيف يكون منتظما حال بقائه وتطوره. So how would they remain in a system of an organized nature as it remains and goes on to develop? فتعين بهذا. So as a result of this line of thinking, it becomes clear and it becomes the conclusion which is rational. أن يكون الخالق هو الله, that the creator, he must be Allah, وحده alone. فلا خالق ولا آمر إلا الله. And there is no creator and no one to issue orders, meaning orders of things to be brought into existence, إلا الله, except Allah. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Nay, to him belong الخلق, the creation, meaning the action of creating everything, وَالْأَمْرُ, meaning the right to order things into existence and to order them to be a certain way and upon a certain description. وَلَمْ يُعْلَمْ أن أحدا من الخلق, and it is not known that anyone from the entire creation, أنكر ربوبية الله, had disbelieved in or rejected the concept of the lordship of Allah, that Allah is the creator, sustainer, and provider for all of the creation. سبحانه وتعالى, the glorified and most high. إِلَّا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمُكَابَرَةِ, except in discourses where arrogance took over and became their motivating factor. كَمَا حَصَلَ مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ, as took place in the case of Pharaoh. وَعِنْدَمَا سَمِعَ جُبَيْرُ بْنُ مُطْعِمٍ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And when Jubair bin Mut'im, he heard the messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, يقرأ سورة الطور, reading Surah الطور, فبلغ قوله تعالى, and he reached the statement of Allah the Most High, أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون. Or have they been created from nothing? Or are they themselves the creators? أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, or have they created the heavens and the earth? بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ, instead they have no certainty about any of that. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ, Or do they possess the treasures of your Lord? Am humul musaytirun? Or are they the ones who are able to dominate and overcome? From Surah At-Tur, the 35th through 37th verses. وَكَانَ جُبَيْرِ بْنُ مُطْعِمٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُشْرِكًا. And that day when this event happened, Jubair ibn Mut'im, the one who heard these verses being recited, he was on that day a polytheist. فَقَالَ, and he said, كَادَ قَلْبِي أَنْ يَطِيرُ. My heart almost flew away. وَذَلِكَ أَوَّلُ مَا وَقَرَ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِي. That was the very first instance that faith found its way into my heart. That narration was collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in his Kitab al-Tafsir. So the author has said that the first of three issues that people must understand is أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنَا, that Allah has created us, وَرَزَقَنَا, then he adds, and he has provided for us. In commentary of Allah being our provider, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen stated, أَدِلَّةُ هَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ كَثِيرَةٌ. The evidences for this issue, meaning that prove that Allah is our provider, they are many. من الكتاب والسنة والعقل. From the book, the sunnah, and rational lines of thinking. أما الكتاب, as for the book, meaning the Quran, فقال الله تعالى, then Allah the Most High has stated, إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. Verily Allah, He is the ever-providing and the possessor of mighty strength. From Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 58th verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ قُلِ اللَّهُ. Say, who is it that provides for you from the heavens and the earth? Say, it is Allah. From Surah Al-Sabah, the 24th verse. وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, O Muhammad, who is it that provides for you from the heavens and the earth? أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Or who is it that owns the hearing and the eyesights? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. And who is it that brings the living from the dead? وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And who is it that brings forth the dead from amongst the living? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. And who is in charge of planning, maintaining, and executing all of the affairs of the universe? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. And they shall say in response to these questions, Allah, it is Allah that does all of that. From Surah Yunus, the 31st verse, وَالْآيَاتُ فِي هَذَا كَثِيرًا. And the verses on this topic are many. Then the Shaykh says, may Allah have mercy on him, وَأَمَّا السُنَّةُ. And as for the sunnah, this is the second type of adilla sam'iyya, evidences that you hear from oral tradition. Someone says to you, قال الله or قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's called دليل سمعي. So here the second kind of textual evidence comes to us from the sunnah. فمنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. From them is his statement, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, fil janin, regarding the fetus in the womb. يُبْعَثُ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. An angel is sent to that fetus in the womb, meaning Allah Ta'ala sends an angel. And that angel is ordered with four statements. biket birizqihi, with the ordainment of his provisions, meaning for his whole life, wa ajalihi, and his lifespan, wa amalihi, and his deeds, wa shaqiyun am sa'idun, and whether he will be a miserable person or a happy person, meaning miserable with the eternal misery of the hellfire, or happy with the eternal bliss of paradise. May Allah Ta'ala make us from the latter. وَأَمَّا الدَّلِيلُ الْعَقْلِي, the Shaykh then goes on to say, as for the rational line of argument or evidence, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ رَزَقُنَا, that proves that Allah is the one who provides for us, فَلِأَنَّنَا لَا نَعِيشُ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَشَرَابٍ, is that we do not exist except that we require food and drink. وَالطَّعَامُ وَالشَّرَابُ خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ, and the drinks, the foods and the drinks, they are from the creation of Allah. They are things created by Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, just as Allah the Most High has stated, أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَا تَحْرُثُونَ, do you consider that which you harvest, that which you plant and harvest? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ, are you the ones who bring forth its vegetation? Allah asks, is it I, using the royal plural, who brings forth its vegetation? لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا, had we so chosen, we would have made it like trampled upon straw, meaning of no benefit for you. فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ, and you would have gone on in awe, shocked at what happened to your harvest. Inna lamughramun, verily we are people being tried with a punishment or being penalized for something. Bal nahnu mahrumun, nay, moreover, we are deprived. Then Allah says, afara'aytumul ma, have you not looked, or have you looked at the water? Have you considered, have you looked and studied and considered the water? أَلَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ, that which you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ, is it that you have brought it down from the clouds? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, or is it me that has brought it down from the clouds? لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا, had we so chosen, we would have made it ujaj. Ujaj means sour or salty. فَلَوْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ, if you would only be grateful. And these verses were from Surah Al-Waqi'ah, verses number 63 all the way to 70. فَفِي هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ بَيَانٌ, in these verses there is a clarification. أَنَّ رِزْقَنَا طَعَامًا وَشَرَابًا, that our provisions, both food and drink, مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, are from Allah the Mighty and Majestic. And so to complete this line of thought, we know that Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth, the vegetation, the food that we eat and drink. So then therefore, just putting that idea together, the creator of all of that food and drink created those things, and therefore we are benefiting from him creating those things. He has created them and allowed us to access them and to benefit from the nutrition within them. So then therefore we understand through all of that that Allah Ta'ala is our provider, not only our creator and the creator of those things, but also the one who has created those things as provisions for us. And that's a logical line of argument. Then the author of the text says, وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْنَا هَمَلًا. And he has not left us. He has created us. He has provided for us. And he has not left us without purpose. In explanation of this point, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Saleh, may Allah have mercy on him, said, هذا هو الواقع. This is the reality. الذي تدل عليه الأدلة السمعية والعقلية. That which is proven by both textual and intellectual evidences. أما السمعية. As for the textual evidences, فَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. From them is the statement of the Most High, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Do you assess that we have created you in jest or in play? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And that you shall not be made to return back to us? فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ. Far above that, far exalted above that, is Allah, the King, the Truth. La ilaha illa huwa. There is none worthy of worship in right other than Him. From Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 115th and 116th verses. وَقَوْلُهُ, and his statement, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does mankind assume that he's been left without any purpose? أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ مَنِي يُمْنَى. Was he not just a drop of semen that was ejected forth? ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى. And then he was a blood clot, and then Allah created and fashioned him. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. And Allah has made from him the two genders, both male and female. أَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى. Is not the one who does that fully capable to bring the dead back to life? The closing verses from Surah Al-Qiyamah, the 36th through 40th verses. And from the Sunnah is upon reading these verses to say, Subhanaka fabala, exalted be you, of course, in response to this rhetorical question. Is not the one capable of that fully capable to bring the dead back to life? We say, of course, absolutely. وَأَمَّا الْعَقَلِ. As for the intellectual argument that Allah has not left us without purpose. That is what our Shaykh mentions here. فَلِأَنَّ وُجُودَ هَذِهِ الْبَشَرِيَّةِ لَتَحْيَا. That is, the very presence of this human race lives. ثُمَّ تَتَمَتَّعُ. And lives in enjoyment, enjoying this and that. كَمَا تَتَمَتَّعُ الْأَنْعَامُ. And it lives enjoying things as animals do. ثُمَّ تَمُوتُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ بَعْثٍ. For people to be created and live like animals and then die, and then go off into nothingness, without being resurrected. وَلَا حِسَاب. Without any account. أَمْرٌ لَا يَلِيقُ بِحِكْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That is a concept that is not at all befitting the divine wisdom of Allah, the mighty and majestic. بَلْ هُوَ عَبَثٌ مَحْضٌ. Rather, that is pure play, pure senseless playing about, which is not something that Allah Ta'ala may be described with. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَن يَخْلُقَ اللَّهُ هَذِهِ الْخَلِيقَةَ. It is not possible that Allah had created all of this creation. وَيُرْسِلُ إِلَيْهَا الرُّسُلَ. Sending to them messengers. وَيُبِيحُ لَنَا دِمَاءَ الْمُعَارِضِينَ. Who would declare for us the permissibility of physically fighting against the opposition. الْمُخَالِفِينَ لِلرُّسُلِ. those who opposed the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salamu, may Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace. Thumma takunu an-natijatu la shay. And then the result of all of that is just nothing. Hada mustahilun ala hikmatillahi azza wa jal. This is something impossible to be from the wisdom of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Of course, much can be said in favor of the argument here, and many evidences can be brought. The Sheikh has mentioned just a short passage or a couple of short passages of textual evidence to support the creation of mankind for a purpose, or to negate that there is no purpose. And a verse which has preceded is obviously in line with that argument, and that is the statement of Allah Ta'ala from Surah Al-Dhariyat. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created jinnkind nor mankind except that they are to worship me, which defines clearly the purpose behind the creation of mankind, that they are to serve as worshippers of Allah Ta'ala. And the author states, بَلْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا. Instead, he has sent to us a messenger. أي أن الله عز وجل أرسل إلينا معشر هذه الأمة أمة محمد رسولا. Verily that Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, has sent to us, O assembly of the nation of Muhammad, he has sent to us a messenger. يَتْلُو عَلَيْنَا آيَاتِ رَبِّنَا. He recites upon us the verses of our Lord. وَيُزَكِّينَا. And he purifies us. وَيُعَلِّمُنَا الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And he teaches us the book and the hikmah, the wisdom, or the sunnah-based wisdom. كَمَا أَرْسَلَ إِلَى مَنْ قَبَلَنَا. As he has sent to those before us. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, Allah the Blessed and Most High has stated, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. There is no ummah except they had a warner sent to them. From Surah Fatir, the 24th verse. وَلَبُدَّ أَن يُرْسِلَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلَ. It was a must that Allah send the messengers, إِلَى الْخَلْقِ, to the creation, لِتَقُومَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْحُجَّةِ, in order for the proof to be established upon them. وَلِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ, and for them to worship Allah, بِمَا يُحِبُّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ, with what he loves and is pleased with. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, Allah the Blessed and Most High has stated, إِنَّا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Verily we have sent as wahi, as revelation to you, O Muhammad, كَمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى نُوحٍ, just as we have sent revelation to Noah, وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, and the prophets after him, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and we have sent revelation to Ibrahim, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ, and to Ismail and Ishaq, وَيَعْقُوبَ, and to Ya'qub as well, وَالْأَصْبَاطِ, and the tribes, وَعِيسَى, and to Isa, وَأَيُّوبَ, and to Ayyub, وَيُونُسَ, and to Yunus, وَهَارُونَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ, and to Aaron and Solomon, وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا, and we have given the Zabur, the Psalms, to Dawood, to David. وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and messengers, the reports of whom we have given to you. We have told you of their accounts. مِنْ قَبَلُ, of old. وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and messengers we have not informed you about. We have not given you their accounts. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, and Allah spoke with real speech to Musa, to Moses, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, messengers that were bringers of glad tidings and warners of punishment, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ, so for there not to be any proof that the people would have, any argument for the people to have against Allah after the sending of the messengers. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And verily Allah is and has always been Almighty and All-Wise. The 163rd through 165th verses of Surah An-Nisa. And the Shaykh says, وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَن نَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ. It is not possible for us to worship Allah بِمَا يَرْضَاهُ, with what He is pleased with, إِلَّا except عَنْ تَرِيقِ الرَّسُلِ عَلَيْهِمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, except being upon the way of the messengers. May Allah raise their ranks and grant them peace. لِأَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الَّذِينَ بَيَّنُوا لَنَا, because they are the ones who clarified to us مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَيَرْضَاهُ, what Allah loves and what He is pleased with. وَمَا يُقَرِّبُنَا إِلَيْهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and what would draw us near to Him, the Mighty and Majestic. فَبِذَلِكَ كَانَ مِنْ حِكْمَةِ اللَّهِ, and so through this, it's from the wisdom of Allah. And أَرْسَلَ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ رُسُلًا, that He would send to the creation messengers. مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, bringers of glad tidings and warners of punishment. الدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and an evidence would be, meaning a textual evidence for that would be, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رَسُولًا شَاهِدًا عَلَيْكُمْ, we have sent to you a messenger who is a witness over you. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا, like we have sent a messenger to Fir'aun, to Pharaoh. فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ, and so Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا, and so we seized him with a firm taking. From Surah Al-Muzzammil, the 15th and 16th verses. We thank Allah Ta'ala for the benefit that we have gained, for our cooperation that Allah has blessed us with to come together, to study things which will help us understand Him, Jalla wa Ala, and worship Him, the Mighty and Majestic. We ask Allah Ta'ala to grant us success, to grant us hearts that are alive, hearts that absorb the understanding of these beautiful verses and these beautiful arguments, hearts that embrace them and live by them. We seek refuge with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from deadened or weakened hearts that do not heed the lessons found in His beautiful verses and the teachings of His fine and upstanding messenger. This is what Allah ta'ala has made easy for us this afternoon. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.